A bonded importer and supplier to the wholesale industry. Request the Gold and IRA Guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 800-257-GOLD. Visit goldworth.com.
AM 1460, WVOX, and WVIP HD4, New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets practical and personal here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Here's something to think about. Stupidity and arrogance. Yep, these are two brand characteristics that we're going to be discussing this week concerning two brands. And maybe, just maybe, you have some ideas that you would like to share here on Brand Talk. So if you would like to do that, 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Here's something else that I think you may learn from. It's what the Democrats and Republicans are both doing and how they're making fools of themselves. Something that you and I could never do. Otherwise, we would either be out of business, we would never get a job, or we would be out of a relationship. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. And if you're joining us for the first time here on Brand Talk, this show is about understanding brands, whether they are personal, corporate, or business, and then using the very principles that Fortune 500 companies use so that we can initiate a plan that we can go out and brand ourselves with and become the brands that we are truly meant to be. And during this hour together, what I want to do as this psychologist and as this branding and marketing expert, we want to give you some tips and gems that are going to be helpful as you go through the marketplace. And so if you have some ideas of what comes to mind when I mention stupidity and arrogance, give us a call at 914-636-0110, or what it is that the Democrats and Republicans are both doing that we could never do or never could get away with. So we'd love to hear from you. And I know some of you out there are saying, where is TJ? Okay, where is TJ? Well, TJ is on the road, and he'll be back with us next week. So you'll just have to, deal with me today, which hopefully isn't going to be a bad thing. It's going to be a good thing. So I think we should have some real fun today because we got a lot of things to talk about. And let's see, what do I my phone rang and I was a little bit distracted there, so I know what I wanted to say. We got a great team here at WVOX, and my engineers, Nick and Chris, always give me great suggestions. And Chris, last week, I was talking about restaurant brands, and I'm always going to a restaurant, and he said to me, you know, John, what you should do is you should put them, you should compile all these restaurants that you like to go to and put them on your website and let people know about them and, you know, write a little something. So as a marketing guy, what I decided to do is take that advice of his, and we have my my webmaster, Yuri, working on that as we speak. So hopefully by next week we'll have some of those restaurants. And if we don't, I'll give you like a little teaser with it by telling you what some of those restaurants are, and give my little tidbit on my take on that. So here we are on Brand Talk. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, and let's deal with this issue about the what we can learn from Democrats and Republicans making fools of themselves. And I would like to, of course, qualify it. I like to, you know, what you do in our business, what you want to do is get people to stop and listen when you say something. And now I'm going to qualify that. I'm going to get you now. What I'm going to do is I make the general statement, and now I'm going to get more specific. They're making fools of themselves from a marketing and branding perspective. And how are they doing that? They're not listening to the electorate. They're not, in fact, satisfying needs. Okay. And not responding to different target markets. Now, as far as I'm concerned, and please, if you want to disagree with me on this, 914-636-0110. We'd love to hear from you. When you look at the different target markets, and that's what we do in marketing and branding. It's, you know, so when people talk about brands, it's who are those brand characteristics, or what is the brand attracting? And if we consider winning an election, to win an election, you need 51% of the votes. And so how do you, in fact, do that? Okay, well, if you analyze, if you're a Democrat, you realize that you have one third is on your side. If you're a Republican, you realize you have that third. So there's a third out there that's an independent. And so the question is, how do you get your base along with that 20 or 18 more percentage points to get you over the top? That's the secret. And when we talk about that, we're talking about, And as well as satisfying the needs of your base, you have to worry about satisfying the needs of your independents. So last week, I criticized our friend, the President of the United States, for not maybe listening to what the people want, and namely, most people don't want to hear that the president has nothing to do with the price of oil, even though that, in fact, may be true. We want to see something done. And so that was not good on the president's part. He wasn't satisfying the needs of the 51% that's going to vote for him. But the Republicans didn't do anything better, because just yesterday, Representative Ryan gave a budget cutting analysis, and in it he said that Medicare and Social Security will have to, in fact, be be tampered with before the election. People don't want to hear that. So from a marketing perspective, this is simply not smart. And I'd like to know whether what you guys and gals think about that. 914-636-0110. Because, you know, when it comes to marketing, it's all about satisfying needs. It has nothing to do with pushing. And I get this out of the White House all the time, and I get this from politicians, of it's a bad, we're not selling it correctly. You can't sell what people don't want, folks. That's if there's anything that marketing can teach us, that's what it's about. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And with that, I also mentioned that there were two brands that I think were, I should say they were. They did stupid and arrogant things. I don't really like to use the word stupid. I think I like to use it as an adjective to describe behaviors that companies and individuals engage in. And probably the most arrogant and, I believe, stupidest behavior that I heard this week, which is going to be covered in great detail in our winner and loser post, when it's the loser, is AT&T. And if you haven't seen or heard this story, there was a gentleman who sued AT&T in small claims court for about $800. And he sued them because, as some of you may know, if you use too much of your broadband account, they will, in fact, slow you down. All right. So if you're on the internet a lot on your device, let's say your iPad, you're going to be curtailed. Now, this fellow paid more money to, in fact, accommodate his heavier usage, and when he took AT&T to small claims court, guess what? He won the case. You think it's over? You would think that AT&T would have just said, "You won. Congratulations. You're a customer. We appreciate your business. Here's the $800. No, it didn't go that way, because the arrogance of being a genius, of knowing that the law is on our side, got in the way of doing the smart marketing thing. They did what I would say the smart legal thing by appealing, but it didn't make any sense from a marketing and sales perspective. How could you ever make one of your clients angry at you or your customers? That's marketing 101. So I think what probably I should do is approach Harvard University and actually Harvard College in their School of Law and teach a course on Marketing 101, where I can teach all the future lawyers of America, the best and the brightest, and let's do a course across the United States in every law school so that we can let lawyers know the importance of do no harm to your clients. And so what can we learn from this? We don't want to do any harm to our clients. If we have a business, if we have a boyfriend, we have a girlfriend, we're in a relationship, we have an employer, what we don't want to do is get them angry at us. And this is a great example of getting your customer angry at you and a lesson to be learned. But how do you feel? This is John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. And you can let us know how you feel about this at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Or if you're email inclined, it is doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So we got AT&T. That's the loser, and we're gonna get to the winner in just a minute because we like to talk about the winners and losers. And by the way, if you like to read the winner and loser, you can go to marketingpower.com and read my winners and losers on the AMA, American Marketing Association website. Go there, or just go to my marketingdoctor.tv, and you can pick it up there, whatever way you would like to go on that, 914-636-0110. But here we go. Here's another. This is more of a personality brand that I believe has, in fact, been arrogant and has exhibited what I call some stupid behaviors. And I'm very fond of this brand. I talk about her all the time. I think she's really great. And it's Rosie O'Donnell. And she had a double last week, the poor kid. She did two things happened to her. The first thing that happened to her is she her show on Oprah was canceled. And the reason for that was she made it known that she wanted to move the show from Oprah's, I wouldn't say hometown, but for all intents and purposes, her Oprah's hometown, okay? And she wanted to move it back to New York. So that caused all sorts of bombs to fly, and they canceled the show. And I didn't think it really was a bad show. It wasn't my show, but as I mentioned to you, she's really a great, I think she's a great brand, and just as long as she doesn't weigh in to controversial subjects. So you could basically understand getting your bosses angry at you, okay? Just as long as your target market doesn't get angry at you. But what did she do? She had to get a third of her audience, like, angry at her by talking about getting involved in the contraception debate and the political stuff that's going on here. You know, it's very simple, folks. Know your brand. And that's what we can learn from all of this. Know what you are. Know what you're not. People don't see Rosie as somebody that they want to hear her political chatter about. They don't care about her opinions. As I mentioned to you once before, my dear friend, colleague, and mentor, Dr. Lou Primavera, I was a graduate student, and I was popping off, saying something, giving my opinion, and he said to me, John, no one really cares what you think. Shut up. And, you know, it took me by surprise. But that's the kind of thing I recommend to my clients when they want to weigh in. Our friend De Niro had to say something that was controversial, even though it could have been taken maybe a little bit out of context or maybe too much of it was made of it. But, you know, the point is, you know, what you don't want to do is you don't want to get your target market angry at you. So I would recommend to all of my clients who are personalities, unless you're a talk show host, that's something else, just to keep your opinions to yourself, because most people really don't want to know your opinions. And so I ask you, do you think that celebrities should go out and give their political opinions? They're entitled, most definitely, but I'm not talking about it from a First Amendment perspective. I'm talking about it from a First Amendment branding perspective. Or not a First Amendment, but a marketing 101 or a branding 101 perspective, where this is not what you want to do. And you see, that's what we have to do when we have a business and when we have a personal brand that we're talking about. You have to worry about the principles of marketing and implement them and make sure that your brand is being consistent with that, because you want to do no harm. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. You're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And so there you have it. And what I'd like now to do is talk about the winner. I've gone off on being very negative of what you don't want to do when you go market yourself or go brand yourself. But what brand has, in fact, this week showed great brand strength or robustness? And it would have to be Tide. Yeah, Tide as in the detergent. You know, when people consistently steal your branded product because it's exceptionally easy to sell on the black market, you know you have brand equity. And that's what we have with Tide. And this episode of this crime wave of stealing Tide in supermarkets across the United States. The question now is just how widespread the crime wave is. But this isn't a question that is, even if there was to be proven an urban myth about, the myth tells us how well established the brand is and how important. So when people say marketing is baloney, and I often get this with my journalism friends and my English major friends and my friends that are not in business. They think that you can get people to buy anything you want them with the right ad. That's poppycock. And if I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. It's all about marketing. Is not about selling things that people don't want. It's about satisfying needs. And when I tell people that, they still say to me, "I did not know that. I never heard that before." And, you know, the teacher in me wants to, you know, mention it a number of times so it sinks in. And even in advertising, as I always mention, it takes 10 or 15 times a person hears an ad for it to sink in. And so that's what we're doing, or at least we're trying to do here on Brand Talk each week. Give these gems so that you can take them with you and go into the marketplace and go brand yourself. 914-636-0110. This is Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk, and we love to hear from you whether or not you feel the Democrats, Republicans, and Independents are, in fact, sick and tired of the Democrats, Republicans, or Independents. Give us a call. Or maybe it's you have a brand that you feel last week has done you wrong and needs a little radio exposure. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. So anyway, there you have it. And to end this, a CBS spokesperson said that the theft of Tide is not a new issue in the retail industry. It's something that's been going on for a while. So we should just be aware of that. And, you know, as I mentioned to you, the loser is AT&T. And I just can't say enough about why you have to be good to your customers, because those are the folks that, in fact, buy your product. Okay? That's why you got to be good to your wife. You got to be good to your husband. And you got to remember to satisfy their needs. It's you got to be good to your girlfriend. You have to be good to your boyfriend. You got to be good to your employer. It's all about finding out what it is they want, not what you think they want, but what they actually want, so that you, in fact, can, so that they can continue to buy the goods and services. So, anyway, what could I say? So, we got a few minutes before the break, and what I want to talk before I go to break is if any of you saw the primary last night, the Republican primary. It's looking more and more like people are beginning to accept the Romney brand. And remember what the Romney brand is, that of chief executive officer. And no matter what you say, people have said that the business of America is business. If you want to get the business, if you would like to get the country back on the business track, then maybe you have to consider a business brand. So anyway, we could talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk about Peyton Manning, Tim Tebow, other things after the break.
This is WVOX Worldwide.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lissera. In France, a gunman suspected of killing three soldiers, three Jewish children, and a rabbi remains holed up inside an apartment surrounded by police.
He had been planning to kill again this morning, another French soldier, France's prosecutor here says. On the streets of Toulouse, there is relief. The serial killer is apparently pinned down, but there's shock at his claims to represent Al-Qaeda. The 23-year-old says he went to Pakistan to train as a killer. Officials admit he was on a watch list and could have been part of a terrorist cell.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin. The U.S. is suspending efforts to recover remains of thousands of service members in North Korea.
We believe that North Korea has not acted appropriately in recent days and weeks.
Pentagon spokesman George Little, who adds he hopes at some point the U.S. will be able to restart the recovery effort. Fox News. We report. You decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny. High temperatures will climb into the lower 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, patchy fog through the overnight, some locally dense fog, lows dropping near 50. Morning foggy, winter partly sunny skies in the afternoon. Highs will climb into the upper 70s on Thursday, becoming mostly cloudy, lower 70s on Friday. Be some showers for the upcoming weekend with cooler weather. Steve Pelletieri Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
67 degrees.
We make it very easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors.
Could someone talk to me?
And the world.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The podium is yours.
Impressive.
AM 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com.
1460
We're back. Brand Talk, My name is Dr. John Tantillo. You're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And before the break, I weighed in a little bit on the primary from a marketing and branding perspective. And I try to be as nonpartisan as I possibly can. I don't know whether I hope I tried to do that. I work at it, but it doesn't always come off that way. And I just want to reiterate that if the you are a believer that the country needs to get back onto the business plane rather than a non-business plane, I would think the only brand there, even from the Republican perspective, the only one really is Romney. I don't see anybody. You know, if there was a Democrat there, I can't remember. But if there was a Democrat that had a lot of vast business experience, it would be that person. It's, in other words, what we really need here, I would think, is someone to get businesses to get excited about business again. And it's interesting because a story broke on Fox Business that done by Gasparino that even emailed the who is in, you know, he's not in the cabinet, but he has been an advisor to President Obama, has been known to express disappointment with the White House. So I think it's quite interesting. So that's I just want to make sure that we're looking at this from a purely branding and nonpartisan perspective and what seems to be needed in the marketplace. So we try to criticize and praise, you know, both parties when they're doing good things and when they're not doing good things from a branding perspective and a marketing perspective. We said it. As I mentioned many times, the president in 2008 ran the best marketing campaign I have ever seen, bar none. But a lot has happened since then. Okay, let's move right along here. Another thing I went on last night, actually, I was talking to TJ, and I was telling him about the show and what I was going to do. And one of the things that I had mentioned I was going to do is talk about Peyton Manning and the fact that, you know, Denver pulled the trigger and they're going to, they signed him. And what's going to happen to Tim Tebow? And, you know, TJ said, you said it. You predicted that was going to happen. You're unbelievable. I said, well, it's a lesson. It's such a basic human lesson. And not only is it a human lesson, it's a good business lesson, which is, it's not what have you done for me, it's what have you done for me lately. And, you know, Tim Tebow, with all due respect, is a great brand, but he really didn't perform. He did not win the championship for Denver. And to be fair, the Denver Broncos wanted a winner. And when Indianapolis made what some people felt was a cruel decision to let him go, guess what? The marketplace worked. Someone else picked them up. And that's what marketing is all about and entrepreneurship is all about. And we'd love for you to weigh in on this. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo, Brand Talk, here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And, I don't know what's going on in terms of our friend Jeremy Lin. We haven't heard too much about that situation. So, I think that we should be looking to see whether or not that performance brand has come and gone, or whether or not that's here to stay. So I don't know. It's sports, sports personalities are what I like to call performance personalities. In other words, it's how you perform that counts. If you don't perform, you're out. And you could be likable, but if you're not doing that well on the court or on the playing field, you're going to have a lot of problems. So anyway, that's another something to consider. But I think that Tim Tebow is a has a career or has more of a niche market, and this is what we have to do when we lose a part of our target market, our client base. What we might have to do is reposition ourselves, and so maybe instead of him becoming a performance brand, maybe what he has to do is become a different kind of brand. In other words, move along and not look at himself as a sports figure, but maybe now he has to move into the area of motivational speaking. And that's what we can learn when we lose market share. We have to begin to reposition ourselves, as products in the marketplace did when I talked about Arm & Hammer baking soda, okay, where people didn't bake as much as they used to. And so people started, I remember in graduate school, everybody in my class was using baking soda to brush their teeth. And then it was they used it in the refrigerator to deodorize the refrigerator. And so these are the kinds of things that we're always looking to do. And this is what Tim Tebow should be looking to do as well. I think he's a great personality. The question is he a great football player? And that's what the key is. And that's what nothing in life is static. It is dynamic. And that's why you have to always consider and keep on promoting and keep on remembering what your brand is. And because if you don't, you will, in fact, lose even more market share. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And folks, now it's time for that perennial crowd favorite, Dr. John Tantillo's Did You Know That? Did You Know is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Many innovations are the direct result of a problem identified and solved. The year is 1920. World War I is over. A roaring decade is underway. Two young newlyweds, Earl and Josephine Dixon, are happily enjoying domestic life in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Earl is a cotton buyer for a large pharmaceutical company. Josephine tries hard to have a warm meal on the table every night, as was the custom of the time. But Josephine is clumsy in the kitchen. Each night, Earl returns home to find his wife nursing scrapes and burns. To help her, he cuts some adhesive tape and put some cotton gauze in the middle, making individual bandages that stick. That worked, but it wasn't enough. Accident-prone Josephine rapidly ran out of the bandages. So Earl went a step further, placing the cotton at intervals on a roll of tape. He made it sterile by covering the outside with crinoline. Josephine could now cut off the length she needed and wrap it around each cut. Earl told his boss, and soon the bandages were rolling off the production line. Eventually, he was promoted to vice president of the company. The company? Johnson & Johnson, of course. The makers of Band-Aid brand adhesive bandage. So popular that it is part of our language. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We're back. Dr. John Tantillo, Brand Talk. I bet you did not know that about bandages or Band-Aids, right? You know, that's a, as I was prepping for today's show, Don, our station manager, had mentioned that there's this, the danger of when a brand name like Band-Aid becomes generic and the problems that are associated with that, that here you spend millions of dollars and time and effort developing a brand name like Band-Aid, and another company called Tantillo Enterprises can come around and say, we sell Band-Aids, because Band-Aid is now considered part of the vernacular, and it's no longer a brand name or a trademark name, and all sorts of problems that in fact are associated with that. And you know, that's why today, what you try to do is, when you have a brand name, you spell it differently. But the problem comes up that if you, articulate it and, if it's spelled differently with two N's or two A's, you're not violating or not infringing on the trademark, and that gets people. You know, it might not be good public relations, but that's the way the cookie crumbles today. So anyway, and you got to understand that the whole idea behind brand names or trade names is not for the companies. The way the trademark office and the Justice Department interprets the this information is it has to be it's from the consumer's perspective. So if the consumer is in fact going to benefit from the brand name and not be confused by the brand name or the trade name, that's the most important, not the manufacturer or the owner of the trade name. And how do you feel about that? And did you know that? 914-636-0110. Tell us how you feel about brand names and whether or not you have come up with a brand name that you would like to use. But if we get back to this, did you know that? What that wonderful couple did in this story or in this explanation of how the Band-Aid was in fact developed or designed, it was out of a need. It's always about needs. You know, Mr. Dixon saw his wife's hands being scraped and burned and wanted to protect those hands from being burned and scraped again. And so he came up with this invention that he that was nowhere else to be seen. And that's the and from that need, he developed a product that people, and from the need that he had, he developed a product that also not only satisfied his wife's needs, but satisfied the needs of many. And that's the best thing that we can hope for when we do this marketing and branding exercise. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, Tantillo, Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. And Nick just told me, by the way, that Tebow was just picked up by the Jets. I could just imagine what's going to happen there, whether or not he's going to play okay in New York. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And I'll leave that up to the listeners, whether or not you think it's a good idea for Tim Tebow to come to New York City and play for the Jets. 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. I have a very, very cursory view of sports. I used to be a big baseball enthusiast, but not as much anymore. I don't read the sports pages. I get most of my information on television. The 3 minutes that the local anchors generally throw at me. I don't listen to ESPN. I should, but I don't. And so, if anybody wants to weigh in on this, I can certainly talk about what little I know from the sports perspective, but what I believe I do know from a branding perspective. You know, it's interesting. I had a meeting this week with some broadcast folks. And I was mentioning about Tiger Woods and some of my how maybe I could do some sports branding commentary, and they said, John, don't even think about that. There's no one that really wants to in the New York sports area. There are enough commentators that are talking about sports, and they don't need a branding guy to talk about it either. I said, okay. I lose. We won't even talk about it. So anyway, just to give you an idea that there are plenty. What the point of this is, there's a lot of people out there that know a heck of a lot more about sports, and they really don't want to hear about the branding component. But since we're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, if we want to bring sports into it, then you're in my world, and the sports people are just living in it, right? So we love to hear any thoughts that you may have concerning the wonderful world of sports. So now cut that out, as my good friend Jack Benny would have said. So I've been listening to the radio quite a bit, and there's a guy who I've been listening and following his career for I would say the last 30 years, maybe even longer. I would say 30 years, yep, since the 1980s, and I even had spent. A promotional evening with him and with some of the people that he worked for or worked with when he was on the old WKTU in the 80s, that when it was like a contemporary, it's not too different from what it is now, but. And the fellow I'm talking about is Jay Thomas. And I remember we were at a bar in Queens. He did a promotion, and he had mentioned he was going to be there. And one night, I knew the owner. At the name of the place was Heskel's. It's no longer there in Forest Hills. And I always liked the guy. The guy is just a ton of fun. And, even then I was a marketing professor, and I was giving him some tips on, you know, what he would be perfect doing. And, you know, we just hit it off. He was a great guy. And, from there he got Murphy Brown. And from that he got Cheers. And now he's done, you've seen him on Law and Order. I mean, you just keep seeing him. He's a very funny guy. And now he's back on Sirius doing a radio show. See, it all comes back to radio. And he's a great brand. That's why I mention him. He's just a great brand. He's not only funny. And I just saw him. This guy is a maniac. I also saw him on Fox. On Hannity the other night, giving political commentary. And he just strikes me, he's just a lot of fun. He is very, and I talk about this with my producer all the time, Jonathan, about giving the counterintuitive side of an issue. Well, this guy can do this. And, you know, he's getting everybody revved up on the Hannity show. He's good radio. He's good television. He's good, and he's funny, and he's dry. And it's just so great that I was able to spend some time professionally with him that one night and to see how he has really grown. And I must not say it was my coaching or my suggestions. If I was grandiose, I probably would say that, because he knew what he wanted to do. The problem, like everything else in this business that we're in, it's getting the breaks, you know. And because I had said something, you know, you need to get a spot on, because his career had just, it was just about peaking. I said, you need to get a spot. You'd be perfect for Saturday Night Live. And he says, I can't, John, I can't get Saturday Night Live because I haven't, I'm not there yet. They want somebody higher profile, blah, blah. And we went into the whole thing. And he's just a great guy, a great brand. And as a matter of fact, his show will be on Sirius right after this show, on Sirius somewhere. Even though you should be all listening to WVOX, I'm not giving a plug to my friend Jay Thomas, as much as I'm trying to say he's a great brand and somebody that you would like to catch from time to time. So there you have it. Another person in the news I just got an email from somebody that asked me about Ben and Jerry's new ice cream flavor to celebrate I believe gay marriage. And once again, these guys are thinking outside the box, constantly keeping their brand out there. You got to admire that. And that's what we have to do with, I like to say, ABS, always be selling, or always be branding, ABB, always be branding, and coming up with these great things that I admire. It excites me. I just love seeing things. When companies do things well, it excites me. And then, not beating a dead horse. And then you see AT&T and you say, but you know what? I'm going to stick my Murray's going to be angry at me, but I'm going to say it. That was a legal mistake. That wasn't a branding mistake. I really blame the lawyers on that. And I really do suggest that if there's any deans of law out there, I think that there should be a course in branding, in which branding and advertising and public relations are part of the curriculum. I think, and I'm available to teach that course, by the way. I do have a PhD in applied research psychology. I'm just joking. But the point is the importance of really knowing your customers. So anyway, I just wanted to mention Ben and Jerry's for doing that. Great. That really great. Top of mind, keeping your brand out there. Another brand that I'm very proud to know. I have a dear friend of mine who really has done great things. And 2 weeks ago, he was profiled in the New York Times business section, and his name is John Sateris, as in Sateris Fitness. It's on 58th Street, and I'm going to have him come in as a guest, but he's been so busy with this article, but I got to get him in here. And what's very, very unique about John Sateris is his clients, and his clients are, for the most part, retired titans of industry. And he's been able to attract and develop products that cater to them. And we're going to talk a little bit more about him next week. I can't believe it. Another hour is gone. And that's our show, folks. You can listen to us Wednesdays from 3 to 4 on WVOX. Bye-bye.
Spring. I love it.
Thanks for spending your spring with AM 1460 WVOX New Rochelle and WVOX Worldwide.